Bingo. I want to circle back to this conversation. But in the meantime, my dude.
My guy.
Harrison Wind from DNVR.
What's up, baby?
What's up, guys?
So this is the first time we've ever had Harrison on the show. He's here to do an interview for a mentor program, right?
Yeah, with Josh.
With Josh Dover. And Harrison has covered the Denver Nuggets. I've seen Harrison at a million Nuggets games over my 7 years in Denver. How long have you covered the Nuggets?
My first year was Nikola Jokic's rookie year.
Okay.
So 2015-16.
Okay. There's so much we can get into here. We only have a couple minutes. So let's talk big picture here.
Yeah.
Denver looks poised to win another championship. I'm looking around the NBA, and I see a lot of flawed teams. Even the teams that are looked at as legitimate title contenders. Is that the way that you see the landscape of the NBA right now?
I think there's one team in the West that can give Denver trouble, and I think it's Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
You ask people on the Nuggets who was the toughest team they played in the playoffs last year. Most of the guys say Minnesota. They got size. They got length. They got defense. They know the Nuggets well, and they're good.
They're good.
Yeah. I mean, they're number one in the West right now, deservingly so. They're legit good. I think Minnesota's tough. Nobody else in the West would scare me if I'm Denver.
I'm just going to throw out Oklahoma City to get you a quick thought because they impressed the hell out of me, and I'm looking at their trajectory. They're like, whew, I'm buying stock.
They're impressive. They're good. I think people are putting the cart before the horse a little bit with Oklahoma City. Can they make the playoffs first?
Sure.
Can they win a playoff round first before we're anointing them as contenders? But I think they're really good. Typically, you need to learn some lessons in the playoffs before you really get there.
Totally.
But they're great. They got tons of talent. They're well coached. They're tough to play, as we know.
Yeah, and Jokic, let's just hit on him real quick while you're here, because we know you got to run. He's missed two shots in the last three games.
Yep. Crazy.
I said to Phil, I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. While it is, and of course it is, and it's inherently good, and they're winning games, I want to see the guy shoot more.
Yeah.
The Charlotte game was a bizarre sight to me in that first half. How do you diagnose the best player in the world, almost like look like he refused to shoot the basketball?
I think Nikola Jokic is better than anybody else in the NBA at pacing himself through a season and knowing when he needs to turn it on and when he can coast. That's why he was like in peak shape playing at peak levels last year in the playoffs, because he knows how to manage himself through an 82-game season. I think some other guys, like a guy in Philadelphia, might be pressing too much during the regular season. Jokic knows exactly how much effort he needed to put in to beat Charlotte, and he needed to play hard for 3 minutes.
So with that being said, is it going to hurt his chances of winning the MVP? Because that's
probably
kind of, and that kind of sucks. Because I think for us, it's like we want to see another MVP that he's holding up. And I know he doesn't care. I know it's all about wins. But will that affect it?
Probably, because he could put up, 30 points a game every night like he was doing at the beginning of the season, but I think he knows that he needs to pace himself so he can be playing at his peak levels when it really matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a national TV game tonight. The entire market will be able to watch it. It's the last two NBA champions. Give me your snapshot thoughts on Nuggets Warriors.
Well, the Nuggets have held Steph Curry to a couple of his worst games of the season in these two previous matchups that they've played. Like, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has locked down Steph Curry so far. He's shooting in the 30s, percentage-wise in these two games versus Denver so far. So the Nuggets have a great game plan against them. They just kind of need to execute it, and I think it's going to be a monster Jokic night. No Draymond Green. Like, they got nobody inside, so he's either going to have a ton of points. He's either going to go for 40 or go for like 12, 13 assists because they'll be doubling him, one or the other.
Yeah, and I think he had 35 in that first outing early November. They've got him twice now.
Yeah.
And I do have a little weird feeling because anytime I just assume that they're going to win, but they're going to the Bay Area, it's like, are they going to beat the Warriors three times in a row? They should.
I also believe this is Jamal Murray's first game at Chase Center since he tore his ACL.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a little subplot there, too.
Isn't,
a little drama.
Didn't something else happen at the Chase Center? with another injury?
I think Will Barton got hurt.
Okay.
A year before that.
Okay. I knew it was something. I knew it was more than just one.
Then Michael Malone said something about the arena being cursed.
Okay. I want to do this again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
With you coming in. Harrison Wind of DNVR. Where can they follow your work on social?
At Harrison Wind.
He does a great job, and I'm not just saying that because he's here. Known Harrison for a number of years. He kills it with the Nuggets coverage. I want to do this again in a longer form.
Sure, man.
Okay.
Let me know.
There goes Harrison Wynn.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.